Patriots.
Go out there and try to cut it loose one more time in a huge game.
Jaguars.
We going to the Super Bowl and we going to win that.
The AFC Championship. Sunday at noon on Extra Sports 1300.
In addition to the home of Championship Sunday, Extra Sports 1300, also your home for Air Force hockey. They have now won three games in conference in a row. They beat up on RIT, and now they are home to host Sacred Heart this Friday and Saturday. And as Larry says on the text line, I dig Frank. I stay at work late when he's coming on.
Yeah.
I like his attitude and his frankness. Well, Larry, here comes the frankness. Frank Serratore, Air Force hockey coach, joins us now. Frank, how are you today?
I'm good, man, and we're going to get it done this weekend. If the Vikings can't get it, can't take the Patriots down, I think we're going to have to.
You have done a lot of winning in college hockey, so no one would begrudge you if you answer a certain way on this question. What are you more happy about? Three conference wins in a row or the Minnesota Vikings in the NFC Championship?
Well, first of all, I guess if I was a bachelor and I didn't have house payments and car payments and tuition payments, I'd probably answer that a little bit different way. If I was a bachelor and I had a ton of money on the purple, but I can't because I'm a coach and I got all kinds of bills. So you know the answer to that question. You know the answer to that question. Let's give it a 1A and a 1B.
Okay, fair enough. So RIT, you guys have a lot of success in that building, especially as of late. What is it about RIT, that barn or whatever, that has you guys doing so well? Obviously a sweep this weekend.
I don't think, you know what, I don't think it has anything to do with any of that. Like, I think a lot of this in sports, it's when you face a team, you know, and you know, are you playing well? Are they not playing well? Do you have a key guy that plays well for you? And that's what we had this weekend. Billy Christopoulos was the difference in the series. He was the best player on the ice both nights. And, I mean, my God, he stopped 57 out of 58 shots or something like that. And we've got a little bit of good mojo. We're playing better now. We keep losing guys. It's remarkable. We lose three guys that are on the wall as all-conference players. We got Bogey, Ledford, and Himley out. And then Cook, who has the potential to be on the wall, and plus a bunch of other guys. I can't remember them all. We've got 18 healthy guys, skaters. We dress them all, and we find a way to get it done. I mean, and that's what needs to happen for us. I mean, like we talked about that, you know, getting our legs under us and starting to, you know, make an ascension to where we want to be come playoff time. And these are things that have to go your way. You know, now we got Sacred Heart coming in, and we still have a decimated lineup, but you know what? We won on the road with that decimated lineup last week. There's no reason why we can't win at home this weekend with it.
So, Coach, we've been talking about injuries all year long with you. And early on, I mean, the guys were trying to figure out how to play without this guy or that guy. Do you think now that the team's kind of been through that all season long that now they're kind of just battle-tested and then they just look at each other and see who's there Friday and they just get ready to go to battle with whoever's there, right?
Well, I mean, you know, that's what's kind of transpired as of late. And we needed some guys to step up. I mean, we needed some guys to take their games to the next level. We're beat up on D. You know, we got John Kopaka who missed half last season with a broken ankle. And Johnny's back. Like, John, hey, we need you to step up and be the man you are. We need you to step up and be a senior. And, like, there's guys like Dan Bailey. You're a junior, second semester junior now. Time to be the man. And, you know, you don't have to, you know, wait and see, you know, what lead Bogey or Cook or Abood takes. Like, we need you to step in and get it done. And then we have some, you know, we have some young guys that have become sophomores. It's time to start to emerge and look like an upperclassman. And Trevor Stone has done that the last couple weekends. And then, you know, last weekend we get, you know, Marshall Bowery steps up and scores two huge goals, both of them beautiful highlight filmers in the third period. So, you know, we've just got some other guys stepping up. But at the foundation of it all is Billy making saves when we need him. You know, we never trailed in that series the entire weekend. We never trailed, and much of that is because of Billy, and then we get a lead, and they play with the lead, and then they start pressing, and we get more chances. But all this stuff is all about, you know, getting into a rhythm and getting to where you're feeling good about yourself and you're confident, and things are starting to trend in the right direction. And we didn't get a chance to talk last week because I screwed up. I missed the phone call, we played good against Mercyhurst here. We lost that game 1-0 on Friday, but I told our guys, you played great. The temps were 76-37. Just one of those strange games. One out of every 10 you play like that you don't win. And then we come back the next night with a decimated lineup and beat them 5-1, and then go on the road to RIT, and things are good. And, you know, now we got to continue it. I mean, we just have to continue at home, and we need these guys to step up and perform with consistency. We might get Bogey back this weekend, but he's about probably the only one. Hemley's going to be out. Ledford's going to be out. Cook's going to be out. And then, we got a pile of it. Pulver separated his other shoulder. He's out for the season. He was out last year. We fixing the one shoulder. Knowlton's out for the season. Fino's out for the season. Harper's out for the season. Maynard's out with a concussion. This is the most ridiculous thing that hey, guys, there's been years where we never had a roster big enough to handle this many injuries. We would have been looking for people in the student body that, hey, have you ever skated before? It's that ridiculous.
Yeah, you're going to have them turn around their sweaters. You can't just look at the back. That's too awkward. You need to have their name across the front of their chest. Billy Christopoulos, of course, named Atlantic Hockey Goalie of the Week. We were joking earlier before he came on, Frank, that we're just going to name that the Billy Christopoulos Award because there's no reason why he shouldn't win it every single week. I know he hasn't accomplished what Shane Starrett did last year, although Billy had a hand in that, obviously, your guys' success. And there's a pretty good goalie that has a big old banner with his face on it at Cadet Ice Arena. But from purely a talent standpoint, where does Billy rank in the pantheon of Frank Sertori goalies at Air Force?
It's too early to tell. He's a junior. He's playing his first year. He hasn't played a playoff game yet. I couldn't be more pleased on where Billy's game is right now. But, it's way too premature to go there. And as far as, you know, what Shane accomplished last year, we were pretty much healthy the entire year last year. And we didn't suffer. We had a guy get nicked up here and there. Like, we've been decimated this year. And I think Billy has done a fabulous job. You know, when I'm sitting here talking about all these injuries, I'm not whining and crying. I mean, hey, I'm so proud of our guys. We have a winning record. I mean, we've had like 130 man games lost to injuries. We're just over the halfway point, and we still have a winning record. It's remarkable, and I like the way we're trending. And it's not fun seeing your guys go down. It's not seeing your guys hobbling around and going into surgeries and that type of thing. But it's awful fun, to be around a group that just refuses to die.
You gave such good answers, Frank. We're going to give you another hour's worth of on-air time. That was so good. And we will hear from you at 6 o'clock on the – I call it the Frank Sertori Show. I guess it's supposed to be called the Air Force Hockey Coaches Show. I don't care. It's the Frank Sertori Show coming up.
You think I got another hour of air left in me, Ryan?
I'm
Chris, what do you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I
always bet on Frank.
Lean on Jay. Lean on Jay quite a bit, and he'll carry you through, but I think you can make it.
Hey, let's talk purple. What about that play? Was that unbelievable?
Were you watching the game?
Yes.
Did you go nuts?
Bill Doyle and I.
Did you go in Boston?
We went and made a home visit, and we got the home visit. And we went and downtown and watched the game, and you know, I was just getting ready, you know, for the old boot right in the butt, and I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Hey, that Diggs had the presence of mind not to run out of bounds. He's got to be thinking, make the catch, get out of bounds, kick the field goal, and you know, and he turns upfield, and they, you know, that was one for the ages. And you know, I feel obviously bad for the kid for New Orleans. He's got to live with that, and that's a tough one. That's a tough lesson to learn, but. No, that's one of those deals. It's, you know, for the fans in Minnesota to be able to, you know, to experience that. That was one for the ages. We'll see. You know, hopefully they used up their mulligan. They used their mulligan there. Hopefully they don't need it against the Eagles.
I don't know who you made a deal with and for what, but that was an amazing play, and with. That success for your football team, and then obviously how your hockey team has responded over the last few weeks out of this break. I mean, it's good to be Ryan, frank.
You know, my buddy Santa delivers, man.
Yeah. no kidding. Frank, really appreciate the time,
folks.
And we'll hear from you at 6 o'clock alongside Jay at Old Chicago.
Okay, boys. Take care.
You too. Frank Ceratore, Air Force hockey coach. Again, he and Jay Ritchie coming up at 6 o'clock. You can hear much, much more
Frank's
from
like,
him.
Good knows good.